Hey, stupid nerds. Download the Boogie Monster with Kyle Kinane and Dave Stone. So you can find out what happened to Frankenstein and the Wolfman and all that fictional stuff that never happened. And don't pay attention to World War II or the American flag or important things.
The Boogie Monster. Podcasting the unknown.
And we're rolling.
What is up?
Soaring into it.
Gliding into it, man. It's, what are you doing, dude?
It's the Boogie Monster with Kyle and Dave. I don't think I've introduced the show for a few months, so maybe people didn't know.
Yeah.
They're listening to the Boogie Monster with Kyle and Dave.
That's us.
Oh, man. We had to postpone recording an hour because I ate too much lunch.
Yeah, you had a big burrito.
I had a big old burrito from a place called Sea Seniors.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes, sir.
It was a good one, and I enjoyed it, and it took me out for the day for an extra hour in the middle of the day.
What's your go-to burrito now that you're a vegetarian? What's in there?
They had some little fake bits, mm-hmm. fake El Pastor or whatever.
Okay.
Or whatever they put in there. I don't know. It was good, though. It was just a big, you know, a big old restaurant, big old silly restaurant burrito.
Mm-hmm.
Big old banger.
I like a big football size burrito.
Lettuce, tomatoes. Mm. Just take me, like, I want you to try and damage me. Like, I like burritos that are a dare.
Any modifications on your burrito? Any hold to this, extra that? What do you do?
I usually try to skip out on a cilantro. I had enough of that in my life.
Okay.
I don't mind a sweet. No. I'm one of those people where it just tastes like soap.
Huh.
Whatever, you know, that gene that you have that makes you see through all the bullshit and you realize cilantro's worthless. It's a weed. It's a worthless weed.
Nah, man. No, I like it. It soap. Adds. I don't do like lettuce parsley. On a burrito. I don't like lettuce on a burrito.
You
don't like
lettuce
hot.
On a burrito?
I don't like hot lettuce. You put a lettuce in a burrito, eventually it's going to get warm. That's a real turnoff. I always hold the lettuce and I hold the beans. Not that I don't like beans, but it's just unnecessary. It's like there's nothing wrong with this, but I don't need it. It's not adding.
I got so. Oh, real pro cilantro, no beans.
Yeah, yeah.
And, controversial as far as
you know.
It's
I guess
useful.
This is the gringo in me. But if you noticed in LA, at your typical taco truck burrito, very rarely are you going to get cheese and sour cream. Now I get the street taco. You know the authenticity of an old street taco. You don't want to be slapping a bunch of cheese mm-hmm. and shit on there. But with a burrito, come on, man, throw some cheese in there, little crema. That's good stuff.
L.A. is not a burrito town, man. It's a taco town. Yeah. You go to San Francisco, you get yourself a Mission burrito. Oh, they give mm-hmm. you the works.
Do they
you might
put
find
cheese
another
and sour cream?
You might find another burrito inside of there.
Burrito inside a burrito. That's hard to pull off.
Are.
Hmm.
You might find it in there. That's how big those things are. But, I did myself in with that. Been kind of going at it the last few days, just having these sweet, sweet Oregon nights, man. Fire pit last night.
Oh, how's that fire pit going?
Fire pit. Cat. We got the cat getting the night crazies, chasing ghosts around. It's getting weird, man. I think this house might be cursed.
Really?
Cat looks undead. I think the cat is a ghost. I told you about the theories that maybe we're dead and the cat's the kid from The Sixth Sense.
Yeah,
that's
true.
The cat was freaked out seeing us.
Mm.
But then that tree fell down. Then yesterday, Rachel's choking on a vitamin, of all things to choke on, something that's supposed to prolong your life. And I had to give her Heimlich.
Mm.
I was taking a shit. I had to give her a pooey butted Heimlich. And I had to spring up. I hear her choking. And I'm like, I wonder if she's goofing around. And I kind of open the door. And she's like, God, making the universal sign. I'm like, oh, it's real. And I just had to spring up off the toilet like no time. Like, all right, I'm like trying to like give her the Heimlich over the sink.
Oh, my God.
But then I'm also like, well, if she can breathe a little bit, I better flush. Because if this is the only air you're getting, that's going to make it worse. as my bathroom. My bathroom atmosphere isn't going to help if that's the only air you're getting. So, like, in between the Heimlichs, I got to flush the toilet.
Oh, my God.
And I got to the point where, like, you're breathing down. She's like, I'm breathing. But she, like, went down the wrong pipe. It was this big old horse pill.
Oh, man.
And I was like, I guess I'm going to take a shower since I stood up with a shit butt.
Oh my God.
I don't even know if I was doing the Heimlich. I realized the only Heimlich I know is from seeing it done in comedy movies.
Oh, yeah.
So I have no idea if I was doing it correctly.
Mm hmm.
You know, you're just like, oh, I'll do this, and then a shrimp will fly out and land in somebody's soup on the other side of the restaurant. That's what I thought was going to happen.
That was
yesterday.
I gave Katie the Heimlich about 6 months ago, and she was, forgot what, piece of steak or something, but like it, you know, you may have experienced this with her right then, but just the, are you goofing around or, oh, you got, oh, and then just that switch of like, oh, this is serious. Okay.
Yeah.
You gotta transition. Double check,
'cause I might wind up breaking your ribs right now. Not a joke, right? Okay, here we go.
Yeah, I gave her the Heimlich, and I also gave our dog Charlie a Heimlich one time. He was choking on something, and I picked him up and held him upside down, and then smacked him on the back, and this thing came flying out of his mouth. So that was scary.
You're a regular EMT over there.
Oh, dude, I've got other stories I could tell. Man, I got some stories that are real bummer. I don't want to bum us out right now. But
without the bummer stories, for being a cop, what did you, like, did you have to learn rudimentary? Like, did you have to take the same stuff that EMTs took?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because, like, the drummer for my band was, like, an EMT for a while. Mm-hmm. Oh, we were just like, how? Mm-hmm. Like, you were selling some pyramid scheme shit last month. This month you're in an ambulance?
Yeah. No, I've done CPR a few times on people. I also assisted in a birth. That was weird.
Look at that.
Lady gave birth right in her living room. And thank God the EMTs showed up, because I got there first. And I was like, oh, shit. I really don't want to be any part of this. And that was intense. So...
Yeah. What training did they give you?
We had to take quite a bit.
EMT stuff within.
Yeah, we. I remember it was blocked off. I remember there was like a whole week or two in the academy. I think the academy was about 5 or 6 months, and it was 40 hours a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 type of deal. But I remember like there was like a 2 week block on basically like a crash course of EMT school. So yeah. CPR, Heimlich, you know, just all that basic stuff. So.
That's good that there's a small part of police training that required saving people's lives. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I know it's a short-sighted dickhead comment, but well, it came in handy to save a dog and the missus and all those comedy films. I'm glad they've portrayed the Heimlich in a somewhat realistic manner, because it worked out yesterday, and then we went to the food trucks.
Well, that's cool, man.
Real Portland night.
Man. Choke
on a multivitamin and do a food truck.
Portland still raising hell up there, man, with the protest. And I guess yesterday there was a bunch of dipshit Proud Boys getting into it with their dumb fucking little black polos. Well, what a bunch of... I'll go ahead and go fuck yourself, Proud Boys. What a bunch of fucking... Just what a waste to use all that energy, all that organization and energy put towards their cause. Ugh. Imagine being a Proud Boy. What a bunch of fucking dorks.
Man, I've been checked out of it. I stopped checking the conspiracy Reddit and... I fell asleep to one last night, but it was more just a documentary about how Alex Jones became Alex Jones.
Yeah, how did that happen?
Because that guy's more silly. I don't know. I fell asleep. That's how. That's how much new information was in that. Oh, he was just kind of a loudmouth and stayed a loudmouth. Yeah, got it. Okay.
He reminds me of a pro wrestler. He's too much of a pro wrestler. Like, it's how can anybody take him seriously?
That's the big question, man. How does anybody... why are the least intellectual and least, let's say, traditionally educated people that I've known are now experts because of Facebook memes.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you barely finished high school, but now you know why vaccines are the problem. Okay. All right. Good. Yes. Why should I listen to scientists when you these are all just moot points that everybody's already, I think, on board with of like, yep. Okay. The idiots believe the dumb shit that lines up. This not a person that is not a single person I respect for their intelligence believes in this stuff.
Yeah.
And I have some friends. Then I have some of my friends. I have friends that are smart because I can talk to them, and other friends I'm like, you're fun. Mm-hmm. Are you smart? You're fun. You're a fun one.
That's the equivalent. That's the equivalent of telling, saying that a comedian's a good person. He's a good dude.
They funny. Great guy. Great guy.
Good hang.
Super great guy. Did you laugh? Just a sweetheart. I don't know, man. Is she pretty? Great personality. Really easy to get along with. So, yeah, I kind of stopped. I realized I was doing that thing where I get up in the morning and start looking at all that stuff, and I just get riled up and get mad about it. I'm like, oh, this isn't making me feel better, and I'm not doing anything about it to contradict or to go against it. So I'm like, what am I? Like, I got one dipshit from high school whose Facebook page I still go to just to see what right-wing propaganda is. Like, that's my barometer. And then that's about it. Like, I'm just getting mad that this is out there.
Yeah.
I'm not a better person for it.
Yeah, it doesn't do much good for you to just constantly look at that shit and dwell on it. That being said, I'm going to gripe real quick about something. If we needed any more confirmation that our president is a world-class dipshit, in the middle of a global pandemic with over 175,000 Americans dead now let me preface this. Of course, Trump didn't create the coronavirus, but he sure as fuck didn't handle it well. So, yeah, he's got blood on his hands. All right, 175,000 Americans dead. Record unemployment. All right, in the middle of a pandemic, record unemployment. Hey, everybody, boycott Goodyear because they hurt my feelings. Mm-hmm. What? Now, seriously, think about that. In the middle of a pandemic, record unemployment, he wants us to boycott a 122-year-old American company who supplies thousands of jobs to Americans. Because I don't know if you heard, like, somebody leaked one of their employee handbook. We can't wear political stuff anymore, including MAGA hats or MAGA gear. And let's.
I saw that was going to backfire when you're like, you could wear Black Lives Matter stuff, but you can't wear MAGA hats. I'm like, well, this isn't going to go well.
And I get that. I get the argument. Okay, but my point is, even if it was just straight up, don't wear MAGA stuff and nothing else, How about a little grace and class in the middle of a record unemployment? How about just leaving that one alone, President? But no. Hey, everybody, boycott an American company in the middle of record unemployment. Like, it's ridiculous. And I get their thing.
Boycott tires. You either need tires, you don't need tires. Everybody like, oh, I'm not going to buy Goodyear. You get tires, what, once every 5 years?
And if I understood,
how often do you get tires?
Oh, I mean, it depends on how much you drive, but yeah. But I kind of get the rights argument, and that's not fair. But there, I think Goodyear's point was, you can Black Lives Matter or whatever. You can promote a general cause, but just not a specific politician. Like, no MAGA hats, no Biden shirts, no Obama shirt, that kind of thing. Now you can say Blue Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter, whatever, but. Well, actually, now that I said that, I think that you're not allowed to say blue lives. That's more of an argument, because I think the no-fly zone was Blue Lives Matter and MAGA hat, and the okay zone was Black Lives Matter and other stuff. So I get the argument, but my point is, you're the president. You're encouraging your constituents to boycott an American company in the middle of record unemployment, regardless of what petty fucking reason. Like, that just, ugh. I mean, if you need any more evidence that he does not give a fuck about Americans. He does not give a fuck. Don't. Even his supporters, he don't give a shit about them. You're being played.
Ugh. We got a few more months to see what happens.
Oh, Jesus, he sucks more months. So bad.
That's why I was like, boycott tires. Somebody just got tires on their car that never even, like, yeah, I'm not going to buy Goodyear. You weren't going to buy shit. You don't need tires. You need tires in 4 years. You're not going to even remember this in 4 years. You're going to get rid of the car in 4 years. Ugh. Which, good, boycott them. Buy other tires that are all from other companies that are from other countries. Buy Japanese tires or French tires or Italian tires.
But just, I mean, that really is astounding.
Did you hear about, old racist joke? You hear about the new Italian tires, Dave? They go through rain, they go through snow, and when they go flat, they go wop, wop, wop.
Oh, boy. That's a long way to get to that. Don't worry,
I'm Irish.
Yeah. I'm Irish. It's okay having Italian friends. Don't worry,
I can say that. I used tires.
Oh, my God.
No, I don't think that's... I think you got to save your frustration. Well, I'm not going to tell you how to live, but yeah, I'm not going to get mad. Of course he did something stupid. That's why I'm like, what am I going to get mad at every dumb thing he does? I'm going to dance on his fucking grave one day. That's what I'm going to do.
Oh, man.
Until then, whatever, man. I'm up here drinking my ciders and playing with a cat and waiting to see if we need to build a bunker.
Oh, man.
I'm not even that, like, I'm in a good mood. I'm not angry about stuff.
Good. That's good to hear, man. And I'm not angry either.
I get angry when I think
about Trump.
But that's what I mean. I'm like, I can't even spend the energy on it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I got some bike rides in, Dave. I cleared the big boy jumps.
Oh, yeah?
Shout out to the dude Dylan that met me out at the trails. It's a good ride with somebody else. So if you do fall and incapacitate yourself, you're not just alone in the woods.
So these trails there's built-in jumps on these trails?
Oh, yeah, they're built. They're like crafted by a trail building crew in the parks department. Black Diamonds on the Black Diamonds, baby.
Well, that's fun, dude. Yeah,
so I did that this way. I'm like, I'm at peace, you know?
Uh-huh.
I'm at peace with things, even though it's shitty out there, and we got plenty of things to bitch about that are part of this world.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, all right, we got November coming up. Not going to say for sure that Trump will lose, because that's what we thought last time.
Yeah.
But we'll
before
see,
anybody...
It's kinda my thing...
Go ahead.
Go ahead, buddy.
No, I was just going to preface before anybody starts tweeting at me about, you know, how bad Biden is. Yeah, I don't like him either. All right. So just my disdain for Trump does not equal my support to Biden. I'm going to vote for him just because our two-party fucking system. Well, and yes, I'm aware of the third and fourth parties. I get that. But let's be honest. You're voting for a third party unless there's just some sort of national change of opinion. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yes, I'd love to vote for a third party, but I just feel like that's a vote for Trump.
No, it's like, remember whenever there's good cop, bad cop, they're still both cops. So what's what we're, you know, it's the Stockholm syndrome, and which of the hostage takers do you sympathize with more as the hostage? Mm-hmm. So, no, it's not. This isn't rah-rah Biden. It's just anybody but Trump. It's not going to be worse.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
as a matter of fact, I dare him to make it worse.
Like, I'm serious.
To make it worse.
I'm not trying to be cruel here, but I am being serious. Like, there could be some sort of make-a-wish thing where, like, a special needs person gets to be president for a week, and I don't see how that could go any worse than the average week of Trump's presidency. I mean, you could dress up a dog and make him figure out how to let him sign bills and stuff. And I can't imagine what could be worse than this.
Dog is a mayor in Idlewild, California. I got a dog for a mayor. And that's how town seems to be doing okay with it. I mean, I'm sure a lot of the legislature's passed by the people underneath them, but you know, final say goes to the dog mayor. Yeah, I'm not gonna waste any more breath on it, man. We're all in the same place. I don't think we got anybody listening to us going, but guys. And that's, I think the best thing you can do is if someone is coming from that side, like, you know what, depending on what happens in November, like maybe we got to hold off on the told you so stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like if somebody did like, oh, I did vote for Trump, but I vote for Biden this time. Like, see, like let's maybe not create more, you know, make it more divisive than it needs to be. Because I bet there's a lot of people that are very embarrassed they voted for Trump and are just quietly like, yeah, I don't have a choice. Even though I want to be Republican, I have to vote for something that's better than this. So instead of rubbing it in their faces, be like, yeah, come on, guys. Let's all try to have an idea of patriotism that revolves around, I don't know, taking care of your fellow American, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, man.
Nah, I don't know either.
Come on, anything silly happen this week? You do anything fun? Anything stupid go down?
I bought a treadmill. Dude.
All right.
I bought a fucking treadmill. I'm making some changes, Kyle. It's time to change.
Well, treadmills always fascinate me in California because it's like you got the outside.
No, I get it. I get that. But here's my thing. All right. Obviously, something's not working. Obviously, I'm not taking advantage and I'm not making excuses. But seriously, like I don't exercise outdoors as much as I would like simply because COVID's always in the back of my mind. Like there's a lot of great space in Long Beach to get out and exercise, but there's still so many. It's so crowded. Like, we got this great running path along the beach, but, like, it's just swarmed. And, you know, I walk around my block, and I'm still running into people and stuff. What I'm trying to do with the treadmill is just remove any and all obstacles and excuses. Like, even all right, back when I had a gym membership, you still got to put on your shoes, grab your keys, get in the car, drive over to the gym. Even walking outside, you still got to put on a mask and you got to dodge people and stay away from people. Plus, right now it's hot as balls. But what I'm trying to do is just eliminate any excuse. I'm getting the treadmill. I'm putting it right in the living room. I'm going to face it towards the television and like, hey, fatty, you're going to watch the Braves game anyway. How about you watch the first three innings while you're walking on the damn treadmill? Like, I'm just trying to remove all excuses. And I just like
you're
the concept.
You're walking on it?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to start off slow. But, yeah, walking actually is better than running in terms of fat burning.
A senior citizen with new knees? Come on, man.
No, I walk at a brisk pace, heavy incline. Crank that incline up to 15%.
Get them titties jiggling up there, Dave.
I'm going to work my way up to a jog. But seriously, just the concept of knowing that it's right here in the living room, no excuses, get on it, dumbass, burn some calories, and I'm serious, man, I'm going to lean into
it. You should watch the Braves game, and then, like, anytime they're trying to steal a base or something, that's when you have to run. You should, like, pretend you're in the game, you know?
Yeah. Or like jog.
Although I don't think there's an instant sprint. I don't think there's an instant sprint option on a treadmill. It seems incredibly dangerous.
But no, like that that interval training, that high intensity interval training, is all the rage now. Where you kind of walk for a while, then you sprint for a while, then you walk for a while, and you just bringing your heart rate up and down and up and down. But maybe I could work out some sort of system where I'm walking during the game, and then when they go to commercial, I'll sprint for 2 minutes or however long the commercial break is. And then to come back to the game, I'll lower it back down. But regardless, I'm gonna spend a lot of time on my treadmill. Now, here's the thing. I ordered the treadmill, and I've never experienced this before. Delivery window is within 6 weeks. Hey, thanks for this incredibly expensive purchase. We'll get it to you sometime in the next 6 weeks. So, well, I even called them,
everything's
and they didn't
back
have a better
ordered.
Window. Yeah, I guess so. I guess that's what it is.
Everybody's inside and trying to make the best of it, the same thing that you're doing. So that's why. Rachel's had a bike on order for I don't know how many weeks and weeks. Any kind of fitness or isolated recreation stuff is all everybody's been hammering it because of COVID. So yeah, that's and all and the post office is under attack. So you're not going to get it. I'm fascinated to see what kind of stains from what food you're eating on the treadmill.
Why is there mustard on
get
this?
Get on the treadmill, and then you have to see it come back around each time.
Just a constant reminder.
There's sweet baby Ray's again coming back around for another loop.
Oh my God. But yeah, well, very
good
excited,
for you, man.
Yeah, I'm trying to make some changes.
Dude, put on those YouTube videos where people are jogging through beautiful places so you can take a little journey.
Well, yeah. Well, this has built in. It has all that software where you can do virtual stuff where you can walk through the desert or you can walk through the city and all that kind of crap. So that'll be fun, too.
Oh, really? Oh, it's got TV.
Yeah.
Oh, you got the high tech. Is it Peloton? Are you doing a Peloton?
No. That's a little out of my price range. I would like the Peloton. Yeah, those are badass. I went with the Nautilus T618. It got reviewed by
T618.
It got reviewed by a couple of different fitness websites as the best overall value in the game right now.
Well, good for you, man. I'm looking forward to Slim and Trim Dave.
Oh man,
fighting shit.
I'm going for it, dude. I'm gonna change myself. I really am. I know you think I'm joking, and I know I've said this before, but I was talking about this.
I'll make the jokes, but good on you, man.
I like this phrase. I don't know where I heard this years ago, maybe in sports or something, but a lot of times cliches and platitudes and stuff, they only do so much. But this one always stuck with me. If you do what you've always done, you'll get what you've always got. Meaning if you just... If I just keep doing what I've been doing, well, obviously that hasn't been a success. So you got to make some changes. You got to be willing to adapt and evolve and change. And I figured, and that is part of my problem right now. It's just I'm not exercising as much as I should. And again, not blaming it all on COVID. A lot of it is just my fat ass and terrible work ethic. But just remove all that.
Before these last 6 months, Dave was a real Mr. Universe. I don't know if you saw him.
I was doing good until COVID hit. Those first 42 years. But just removing all excuses. It's right there. A, you paid a lot of money for it. B, it's right there in your living room. Just strap on the sneakers and burn some calories, you fat piece of shit. So, I got to get tough with myself. That's the problem.
This is where I think you would benefit from a dominatrix. There's got to be somebody who is also a personal trainer and dominatrix or goes between the two worlds. There's got to be some place called the Fitness Dungeon where you have a treadmill, but they also physically whip you a little bit. if there's anything, Southern California has that. Somewhere in California has that hybrid.
Oh yeah,
gym and sex dungeon thing.
Hard to jog in leather underwear. Why?
That or trying to do pull ups while somebody's tickling you or what have you.
Oh God.
I think that's a business opportunity, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, I'll look into it.
Listen, hey, man, I'm the idea man.
Yeah, that's true. Here's some good news. And I'm
what's that?
I know the old if 2020 couldn't get worse, I know that's been played out. This definitely pertains to this news story. I don't know if you heard that an asteroid is heading our way. Scientists recently spotted an asteroid on direct collision course with Earth, projected to hit a day before the presidential election in November. Well, how about that?
How big? Well, I guess it'd be big.
Asteroid is 6.5 feet in diameter. Again, I forget which one's diameter. Is that the halfway? Is the diameter? Or is that the radius? No. Yeah, diameter's the half. Diameter's the one we don't need, right?
Across, yeah.
Or no, which one's the half? Diameter's
across.
But one of them radius. Is halfway across. I don't know. Regardless.
Circumference is all the way around. Diameter is cut right through.
Okay.
And radius is the halfway.
Okay, the radius. Yeah, the radius is the one we don't need. 6.5 feet in diameter, according to NASA. First identified by the Palomar Observatory in California 2 years ago. But yeah, they think it's on a direct course.
Found a 6.5 foot big thing out in space.
Yeah, that doesn't sound very big, but you know, the speed it's traveling, it can make a hell of an impact. So there's something to look forward to.
Did they say what kind of damage it could cause? 6.5 foot big.
Not like
a dude.
That's
the size of a dude, a big dude.
Yeah, but like how fast those things travel? You know, thousands of miles an hour.
I don't know. But then like it burns up 6.5 feet. That would burn up.
Yeah.
It'll burn up in the atmosphere, I think. I mean, I take it for me. I know all about space.
Yeah.
Take it for me. I know all about the astral bodies, baby. Well, I don't know. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
will it cause a tidal wave if it's the ocean, or will it dissipate in the atmosphere?
I don't know. Only time will tell.
These are the questions. Mm-hmm. These are the answers I want to know, Dave.
Yeah.
Well, then maybe you should start your exercising after that. Otherwise, what if you're like, oh man, I'm down 5 pounds, and you're like, asteroid's taking us all out. You're like, well,
yeah, that would suck.
Could have done some other stuff.
Mm-hmm. Could have had some more cheat
days. I don't know
about
you, but I'm putting off all my major decisions until after those asteroid hits.
Oh, boy. Shoot, you want to get into a topic?
I like them. We got into them. And I'll put a shout out to the Boogie Monster subreddit. Just some good positivity over there right now.
Oh, yeah?
So, yeah, a little like nice little community of people. Being uplifting and nice to one another. Kind of a rare thing on the internet these days.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, people are sharing recipes. People are talking about what they're doing to be rad right now. During a COVID. Somebody was just like, I had lost my dog, and that was sad. So and people just put messages of support about the guy who lost his dog. It's just a nice, it's nice, and it's not, it's such a rarity on the internet to just see that. So I don't know what we put in there that brought it around, but it was a very heartwarming.
Well, that is nice. So,
yeah. Hey, good shout out to all those nice people over there. Maybe this all gets through and we do some more live shows. And we have a little party, a little Boogie Monster socializing.
That is nice. And I think we were talking about this a little bit last week or the week before, but about just the quality of one's fan base, you know, and you've made an effort to, you know, we talk about certain bands or certain comics or whatever, regardless if you like them, may attract a certain caliber of fan base. And
yeah.
I don't know. I'd like to think that we, whomever we're attracting, I feel like most of them are probably decent folks, and that's that makes me feel good.
No jerk offs.
Yeah, I don't want no. No dicks, no jerk offs.
This here's the Boogie Monster, no jag offs.
Well, that's nice. Well,
and, yeah, so I want to say thanks for being cool, everybody there on the Reddits.
Right. I got to get on there more often.
I read it. I don't comment. I read it. Yeah, I don't comment. I just read. I sneak around on there.
Every time I get on Reddit, I don't know, maybe I'm just not, I don't use it enough to be familiar with it, but I always get lost. It just seems like a, seems like the new mall that I don't know where the food court's at. I'm just wandering around.
Oh, something tells me
asking for directions.
Food court, Dave.
Yeah.
I think you'd love it, man. It's all like, for all the bullshit that's on there, you can find communities of, you know, well, there's the conspiracy subreddit, which is just going full ding dong. Like, I like, as this will pertain to the topic we're going to get to about how everything's like, we're unveiling the largest pedophile ring because they put little swirlies up and give us symbols that they're pedophiles. Like,
yeah.
Catholic Church has been openly busted for this. Mm-hmm. And that's not what you're outraged. We got to save these children. All right. There is migrant children separated in chain link fence cages on the border. Oh, not those kids. Just the ones from this, the cannibal pedophiles that run uh-huh. Hollywood with the help of the Zionists. Not the real ones. Not the real mm-hmm. things you can help with.
Yeah.
Not the real, like, cool. You are worried about kids. Great. How many hours are you volunteering at the Boys and Girls Club? Since this yeah. is your massive concern in the world is about the mm-hmm. safety of the children, what is your boots on the ground effort you're putting towards this? Oh, nothing? Oh, it's just reposting memes on Facebook? Great. What a grand help you've been. What a truly concerned individual you must be. So that's who would have thought that conspiracy theorists only just post shit online and don't do anything in the real world? Who would have thought that to be the case?
Yeah. I'm getting another drink, so I'm away from my mic, so you can hear me, but they can't.
Okay. Oh, okay. But anyway, but also, you know, was the opposition, you know, a critic of Putin is poison because anybody who criticizes Putin gets poisoned, yet our president loves him and... That's not what we're going to get upset about, that, you know, our president just adores fascist country leaders. And no, we're not going to get mad about that.
No.
But we got to save these kids. Cool. What are you doing in your community? Jack shit. That's exactly what I thought. That is everything I thought you were doing, which was nothing. Great. So what's the topic today? What are we talking about? We're talking about the Red Bull that comes out of the kids' brains when you kill them?
Yeah. Yeah, this is something that's been floating around for a while, and we actually talked about this a few years ago. Sorry, I'm slurring my words because mm-hmm. I bit the shit out of my tongue again last night.
you did yourself dirty.
Dude, I'm chomping down at night. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, we talked about this a couple years ago when we talked about the Montauk Project and MK Ultra. And the concept of adrenochrome, and just a refresher, adrenochrome is a chemical compound that's produced. The science of it is it's produced by the oxidation of adrenaline, and adrenochrome's chief medical use is its function to be like a blood clotter. It clots the blood, acting as a bonding agent for the fats that help slow the loss of blood. Anyway, adrenochrome's a real thing, but we talked about it in those okay. episodes where it's now in my recent studies. I've gotten two different answers. Originally, I thought it came from the pineal gland in the brain. Some other research yeah. says that it comes from the adrenal gland, which is near the kidneys. But regardless, what we talked about with the Montauk Project is they, you know, these missing kids, they'd get kidnapped, and then to extract or harvest that adrenochrome, you have to terrify the subject. So they would torture them, beat them, and just at the height of their terror, then they'd kill them and extract the adrenochrome from the pineal gland. Well, it's back in the news recently, ever since COVID hit, because... And let me preface this. This is one of the few conspiracies or topics that I will bring to the table that I, not just you, but I will also yell, fuck no. I don't necessarily believe Yeah.
We got a double no out of the Boogie Monster.
Yeah, right out of the gate.
Double instant no.
But the conspiracy that's been floating around ever since COVID is it all started when certain celebrities were doing, you know, little Zooms and videos from their quarantine, and people started noticing that, like, hey, some of these celebrities are looking like shit. And then the conspiracy theory that, oh, it's because COVID has slowed their supply of adrenochrome. And now in this context, adrenochrome is the elite super drug. This is the drug of choice amongst the global elite, celebrities, politicians, CEOs, what have you. And you can, there's all kind of rabbit holes you can go down now where, like, oh, look, Ellen DeGeneres without her makeup. That, oh, she looks like shit. She must be out of adrenochrome. Yeah. Courtney Cox, all kind of Johnny Depp, all these pictures of these celebrities. Some of them are clearly Photoshopped. There's one of Courtney Cox floating around where she literally looks like she's 80 years old. It's like, look, she doesn't have her adrenochrome. She looks like shit. It's clearly
I can't believe this person that I've only remember from 20 years ago when they were on a TV show with lighting and makeup looks different now.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a good one. And it only comes from people, obviously. No other animals ever felt terrified.
No, I think it only comes, not only does it come from people, it comes from kids. I think the best stuff comes from children.
The good stuff always comes from kids.
Give some more info here. In addition to blood clotting, adrenochrome has been tested for its psychological effects, which have been claimed to be similar to having schizophrenia. So... adrenochrome has been tested. It's been tested on animals, ranging from spiders to pigeons to monkeys and even humans. So yeah, long story short, it's supposed to be just. It's also supposed to be like a fountain of youth. The reason the elite are into it is because it makes you look younger and it prolongs your life. It rebuilds cells and all this bullshit. So the theory is that all these missing children are being somehow kidnapped and trafficked and then tortured and harvested, their adrenochrome harvested, and then that adrenochrome then sold on the black market to the global elite. So that's what we're supposed to believe. However, now I'm not saying that this is completely bogus, because like with any topic that we bring up here, you have to kind of entertain the possibility of certain things. But I didn't realize this. Apparently, 800,000 children a year go missing. Did you hear that stat? 800,000 a year. Now, I don't know if that means 800,000 that have been reported missing. And I don't know how many of those are later found or whatever. But I got a breakdown from different countries. In Australia, approximately 20,000 kids a year go missing. In Canada, 45,000. Germany, 100,000. And then in America, 460,000 children a year are reported missing. So that stat definitely lends itself as evidence to the ones that believe in this stuff. Look at all these kids go missing. Well, half of them are going missing because they're getting their adrenochrome's getting harvested. So it's just hard for me to believe that. Like it's really hard to believe that. Granted, you know, not that I'm some celebrity worshiper, but like really, Johnny Depp is willingly and knowingly purchasing adrenochrome from dead kids just so he can look better for a photo shoot. That's just hard to wrap your mind around.
Well, and it's okay. These numbers, you know, right away you just say like, oh, I just look up, let's look up missing children statistics. And here's a Reuters article right away that says more than 99% of children reported missing in America in recent years have come home alive.
Oh, okay.
The recovery rate for the estimated 115 children abducted by strangers each year. 115 children abducted by strangers. 115 kids. Now, that's still a terrible number, but this thousands and thousands that we're coming up with, you know, each year, 800,000 children are reported missing in America, including some who are lost, injured, have run away from home, or abducted. Of those, 200,000 are taken by family members, typically during a custody battle, while 58,000 involve non-family members who are familiar with the child, who typically have targeted the child for sex. So we have 200,000. We have one quarter of those That's just a custody battle where they haven't been documented who they've gone with. Mm. It still happens. That amount is people that are missing but not completely stolen by the adrenochrome harvesting sex market. So you could use those numbers, and they're very alarmingly large numbers, but look at the real numbers of, like, oh, 115 kids abducted by strangers, just snatched.
Hmm. Only 115.
It's not a good recovery rate.
Are you saying 115 or 115,000?
No, 115. 115 that are abducted by strangers. Straight up, pulled up in a van and snatched them away.
Okay, well, yeah, that's a lot less than 800,000. Yeah, I mean, I knew a big percentage of that was just, you know, some kid ran off for a weekend or whatever, but yeah, it still seems like a lot. Now, adrenochrome, this isn't
people
really...
people are arguing about the death amount, the 175,000 COVID deaths. Like, well, a lot of it was old people with pre-existing conditions. They know all the statistics about that.
Yeah.
But then we'll use the statistics about 800,000 kids are missing, and they're all being used to suck out the youth serum from their glands. Like, fucking Christ. All right.
Now, adrenochrome, it isn't anything new. Like, this is, people have been aware of adrenochrome and its effects for years. But in terms of pop culture, it didn't really start floating around till Hunter S. Thompson's Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. What was that, like 79 or something? He references that in that book and then later in that movie. But even before that, Aldous Huxley, he wrote a series of essays called The Doors of Perception. 1954 essay, The Doors of Perception. His essay is mainly about mescaline, but he does mention adrenochrome. He says he's never done it, or at least in this writing, he said he had never done it, but it's something that he was looking to obtain. While Thompson, he references it in his novels and his movies and stuff. I don't know if Hunter S. Thompson actually took it, but he definitely because a lot of a lot of his stuff was fictionalized. I mean, he was a journalist, but also most of his stuff was fictionalized. So I don't know the answer on whether or not Hunter S. Thompson.
Yeah,
I don't know if he actually took it and has had experience with it, but he definitely wrote about it. But yeah, what else did I want to say about this? Let's see here. But yeah, a lot of it just stems from now. I mean, there's so many different directions you could go down this rabbit hole. But like, are the global elite, are some of these celebrities, are they up to no good in a certain context? Like, I feel like, yeah, it's possible that the elite might have access to some black market stuff that the average person couldn't even imagine, but it's just such a stretch to think that they're knowingly taking adrenochrome as a byproduct of dead kids. Like, it's just hard for me to think that Obama's been mentioned in this, Hillary Clinton's been mentioned in this.
Of course. Yeah. So they're the Zionist, the global Zionist elite.
Yeah.
It's like having to explain to a kid that there's not a monster in the basement and being like, take my hand, let's go in the basement, I'll show you there's no monster. So you think that this drug, when we have just, and especially how you can make drugs, synthesize drugs, hillbillies have figured out how to make meth out of Sudafed and shoe polish. but this drug, we can only get it from murdering children. That's the only way, and everybody loves it when we've also kept it a secret, except for when we don't keep it a secret by putting all the signs up that we're pedophiles, that we're a national pedophile ring. And we definitely want to wink at it. We definitely, like, let's just think this has got to be the mindset of the global cabal, the pedophile cabal. Listen, we all like to fuck and or eat children. We've all agreed on that. We've all agreed on that. Okay, because we're all wink, wink, nudge, nudge with a cabal. Uh-huh. And this is, I'm not trying to like underestimate that. I'm not trying to like make light of sex trafficking or any of the Epstein shit. Like, yeah, I believe that's true. And there's perverts out there, and they want to fuck. And I think that is very real. But the whole like, nope, we put symbols on everything. We definitely want to get caught like the villain at the end of an episode of Scooby-Doo. So we always got to leave a little hint.
Yeah.
From when we fucking eat the kids. So, but if anybody does say like, hey, these symbols sure make, we'll cover it up by killing them. Instead of just not using any symbolism, we'll kill some more people. Because the fountain of youth that comes from the little kids, of which nobody's lived an absurdly long age because of it.
Yeah, exactly. That'd be another thing.
Everybody's still dying at regular ages. It's not like a 150-year-old man covered in little swirly squiggles. Going, I don't know what you're talking about. No, they've all died of regular time.
Now, have you heard about the EpiPen angle?
No.
I read this. Now, apparently, and again, I don't know all the science, shocker, but apparently an EpiPen is just some sort of adrenaline. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously used for extreme allergic reactions. Yeah. When I was doing landscaping, I had a partner who was bad business to be in, but he was apparently deathly ill, deathly allergic to bee stings. So he had to always have an and I told him that. I was like, is this the best gig if a bee could kill you? You know, we work outdoors all day. But he every day he carried an EpiPen with him in case he got stung by a bee. But apparently EpiPen is just some sort of adrenaline, and I don't know how the science works, but you know, if you're one of these people that are susceptible to it and you get stung by a bee or any other allergic thing, you just stick yourself with the EpiPen and you're good to go. But there's a rumor now that these EpiPens, apparently the science behind it, after 18 months of that adrenaline going into that EpiPen, the adrenaline turns into adrenochrome. So some people, I guess there's a market for old, unused EpiPens. I guess after 18 months, the science turns into adrenochrome. So I don't know.
Rachel has them, and the fact that they're expensive and that to save your life is ridiculous, but that's the whole. You want to look at real conspiracies, look at the pharmaceutical market.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Look at what's real. And how they charge you for things that you need to save your life. Look at basic bullshit like feminine care products being taxed. Mm-hmm. Necessary things. And you want to like, oh, there's no such thing as a patriarchy or something. How the fuck are those not just free?
Yeah.
Like condoms. Why aren't tampons and pad, like all that stuff just fucking free? Not only free, but taxed on top of having to pay for a thing. Which if... That's that nobody blinks an eye at how ridiculous that is.
Mm-hmm.
Those EpiPens are expensive. We got one here.
Yeah.
I think we got a few of them. What a great idea. Like, oh, it's old and no good anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They're like $70 each.
Jesus, really?
I didn't know they're that expensive. It costs about $2 to make. Let's find out. Yeah, but what a great, this is an expired EpiPen. It's adrenochrome now. You want to buy it for $600? I'm going to start saying that about everything I got that's old. I'm going to start selling every old expired fucking mayonnaise in the fridge that I don't finish. It turns into adrenochrome. That's going to be the new conspiratorial to catch a predator, but it's idiots trying to sell fake adrenochrome and then surprising whatever putz rolls in. You thought you were going to eat the glands of a child, but we got you on video. Hold on. EpiPen. I don't know where I went with that. EpiPen.
How does one, I guess I'm confused.
EpiPen costs. Oh shit! One of the most popular auto injector costs upwards of $650 for a pack of two.
Jeez.
And these are people that if they don't have it, they'll die. EpiPen with insurance, you can get the generic one for $110. Super cool. Super cool stuff. The pharmaceutical industry. That's what you should be outraged over.
Yeah.
Not this fake shit. Like,
well, let's pretend this is real. All right, for a moment, let's suspend disbelief. How does that conversation go? Let's pretend I'm a big celebrity, and I'm just, you know, before that, I'm just an average dude, you know, decent morals, decent ethics, and then, but how do I get introduced to Adrenochrome? Like how does that conversation go? Like, hey, Dave, I got something good for you here. It's like, oh, what is it? Well, don't worry about where it comes from, but this a vial of this will cost you $30,000, and it'll prolong your life and make you look younger. I can't imagine how someone gets introduced to Adrenochrome. That just blows my mind.
Well, you got to put up the symbol. That's how you get invited, is by putting up the flag. Symbol.
Gotcha.
Got to put the little squirrely thing that says, like, I'm probably fuck kids. So if you get any of that Monster Energy drink that comes out of their dead bodies, I'm down for it. That's what you have to believe in. That's what you have. Oh, God damn it. What? And there's no why isn't there no satanic stuff in this? I wish there was some satanic rituals. Like, bring the classics back, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that is an angle.
And the altars and...
That's an angle to some of this, too, that I haven't gotten into yet. But, like, there's definitely, according, if you believe the conspiracy theory, but some of these child sacrifices definitely have a satanic angle to it. So yeah, it's just it's a lot to accept. There's a lot of weird shit you just have to look the other way on if you're trying to buy into this conspiracy. Just this one doesn't make sense to me.
There's a New Zealand website called The Spinoff that says, why does anyone believe children are tortured to harvest Adrenochrome? The blame must land on Hunter S. Thompson. In Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, the character Dr. Gonzo says there's only one source for this stuff, the adrenal glands from a living human body. It's no good if you get it out of a corpse. You could also argue that this conspiracy is weirdly similar to the plot of the film Monsters, Inc. And maybe that's a part of the cultural background, making this theory seem reasonable to some. I do not know the plot to Monsters, Inc., but I would love either. To know that. I've got to look up. Let's look up Monsters, Inc.
And I saw that movie. I saw that movie years ago, but I don't remember the plot that how it pertains to this.
They generate the company is called Monsters, Inc., and it generates power by scaring human children. The monster world is they're scaring kids to generate energy. That is the same plot. Oh, these fucking morons. Oh, God. But just again, is there, what do they got? Like two associate's degrees to rub together between the lot of them that are like, nope, they're definitely like, yes, sex trafficking is real and terrible and deserves attention being paid on it. Much like the Catholic Church, like how is there still a fucking Catholic Church?
Yeah.
Not just as an institution, but just in a town. If you're so angry and worried about these kids.
Yeah, there's evidence there.
You don't
there.
Give a
there's
shit
proof.
That there's a Catholic school in your town?
Mm-hmm.
That's not where your outrage is? You want symbolism and mystery? Look at any organized religion, especially when it covered up fondling kids for as many years as they did with secret payouts. And that's not what we're going to get outraged about.
Yeah.
But again, we're trying to apply common sense to this, which it'd be silly if these if it wasn't like QAnon and they're getting voted into office.
Mm-hmm.
Like if a guy who like staunchly believes he's been romantically involved with Bigfoot got elected into office, he'd be like, he's harmless. And this is still harmless.
Wasn't there a thing a couple years ago? The mayor's a dog,
and the sheriff is a guy that thinks he fucked Bigfoot, and the mayor's a dog. And I would move to that town immediately.
There was a politician a couple years ago that they found a Bigfoot porn or Bigfoot erotica. Do you remember that story? It's a couple years ago. Some politician had Bigfoot erotica.
Was he writing it or just reading it?
I think he was reading it. Yeah.
Whatever, man. If anime, yeah. if that weird horny anime shit can be as popular as it is,
yeah,
then go on and read your stories. Read your stories about sexy Bigfoot. That's okay. I'm not going to condemn you for that.
Oh man,
but it's
sexy Bigfoot.
It's like where's the enough part of everything right now?
Like, yeah, I don't know.
Right, enough. Like, oh, I like Batman. Cool, Batman. Yeah, that's cool. I like Batman, and Batman's cool. All right, sure. I'm going to get a Batman tattoo. Get a Batman. Yeah, all right, Batman. I'm going to dress like Batman. All right. I mean, like in your spare time? No, I'm going to wear a Batman costume to work. We can't have you wearing a Batman costume. Don't infringe on my rights. It's the truth. Batman's the truth. All right, you're fired. Get out of society.
Mm.
But again, like I think about, shit, man, we were on Sam Tripoli's podcast,
mm-hmm.
and he was doing his march on Hollywood to save the children.
Oh, was he a part of that?
He organized some, like, going to do a march on Hollywood to protest the global elite, whatever that fucking is,
mm-hmm.
and shut down this. The pedo cannibal ring. Fucking better be marching up to the church then. Or volunteering your time, helping the kids that are there. Walk by homeless teens every single day in Hollywood if you live there. What are you doing for them? How are you helping them? That's my comeback to everybody. Great. So I assume you are volunteering time at Boys and Girls Clubs and places that, you know, are halfway homes and places that are trying to help out troubled teens, that you're putting your money where your mouth is.
Because
if not, you're just another loud mouth on the internet.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying, man.
But yeah, I'm going to.
So yeah. So big no on this one, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to have to borrow your line and give this a fucking no. Now, that's not to say that I don't think the elite are up to something. But this particular thing, it's hard for me to think that this is actually going on. But then again, who knows? I also 100% believe in Bigfoot. So, you know, take that for whatever it's worth. I don't know anything.
Yeah, I mean, I like watching a scary movie for the adrenaline rush.
Yeah.
But it's like, oh, hey, we could do a VR haunted house. Or maybe do like a tandem skydive jump to feel this. No, we gotta harvest the children. Sure, you don't want to try skydiving first before you go right to the kid murder? Nah, this is the easiest way. This is the easiest way to get a thrill is to murder kids. Why? VR is pretty impressive. No time for it. Bring me the energy drink that comes from inside a toddler.
Well, and this may be naive. This may be naive for me to say, but you know, with all the talk about the pedophile rings, I didn't know pedophilia was that popular. That seems like a fairly niche thing. You know, that doesn't seem like a mass appeal thing. I don't know, but like your average person, well, like what if you were to link everybody in America up to a lie detector test, like what's the percentage of people that are genuinely interested in kids sexually? Like I would assume it's pretty low, or at least I hope it's pretty low, but just all this talk about pedophilia rings, it just, It just seems like, yeah, that's something everybody's into, right? That's a temptation we all face.
Yeah.
No, no, it's not. It's all of them.
That's how they made it in Hollywood, was being a kid.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I don't get that.
I'm not going to deny there's not weirdos in that business, but.
No, of course. And I'm not saying there's not pedophiles, but just when you start in the context of a conspiracy theory, it's just like, yeah, this is something everybody is into. Like, no, I don't think so. I don't know.
I'm a leery to even touch that one.
Yeah.
I mean, dudes are dumb, horny creatures, and dudes are fucking dudes with a boner are still 16 years old in their own mind.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just like, oh, yeah, I was horny in high school, and I was horny for other kids that were in high school when I was in high school. It's like, yeah, bro, but now you're 50. So check your shit. Check your shit.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I'm not touching that one, man. That's a real problem and real fucked up. And yeah, drag those people over the fucking coals. But I don't think that Trump is at the head of a secret society that's going to uncover the pedophile ring.
Yeah.
And I just love the idea. And everybody's still going like, Bill Clinton was on with Epstein. Bill Clinton was with Epstein. So is Trump. Each side is like pointing out with who. It's like,
yeah.
There's a real great chance, I'd say, that both those guys were just fucking scumbags.
Oh, absolutely.
What about that?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, Joe Biden sniffing kids' heads all the time.
Oh, good Lord. It's hard to defend that.
I don't think it's sexual, but it's some weird old guy shit.
Yeah, he's definitely a weird old guy.
So, come here, give grandpa a kiss type shit, which is not.
I've said it before, I say it again. I'm forever grateful for my meat and potato sexuality. Just. Got a very, very predictable sexuality. I'm glad of that.
Good old P and the V, squeezing the cans.
I don't need nothing fancy.
Poke something around my back door if the mood gets there.
Oh, Jesus. All right, so two thumbs down on this one.
Two thumbs down. You have any non-adrenochrome recipes this week?
No, I made some good chicken salad this week.
Can you make it without adrenochrome? I mean, is it worth it?
Yeah, as long as you got some good chicken thighs and some Duke's mayonnaise, you'll be all good right to go.
Get you some Duke's mayonnaise, some chicken thighs, a couple 9-year-olds, okay? What you going to do? Cut the heads off them 9-year-olds real quick.
Ugh. Oh, boy. Well, but, yeah. Everything else good, man?
Yeah, outside of the conversation we just had, yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I think I'm just thinking
about the horrible shit. Mm. Yeah, it's probably a good idea. No, it's good, but we're going to be back down. I think we're going to go to L.A. I don't know. We're getting work done here, and we're going to be transients for a little while. So we're going to be farting around down there.
Oh, you mentioned it earlier, but I saw your Instagram video of it. Who knew you were such a lumberjack? I like that chainsaw action, dude. Did you buy a chainsaw?
Oh, man. $50 chainsaw from Harbor Freight. What was the Harbor Freight rule of, like, if it breaks, fine. If it doesn't.
Okay.
Because I have one tree. I'm not planning on cutting down a lot of trees. I had to cut down one tree, but I got an electric chainsaw, which seemed weird for a chainsaw to also have a cord attached to it. It seemed dangerous. And but yeah, man, we took care of it and made quick work of it.
Got you a backyard now. You need a good chainsaw. Maybe upgrade to a Husqvarna next time, or a Pullen, or a Husqvarna. Steel is nice.
I'm telling you, man, a steel. But you're talking about several $100 in difference on these chainsaws.
Yeah.
I spent $50. Like I said, the Harbor Freight rule, buy a tool from Harbor Freight. If it breaks, it means you use it enough that you deserve the good version of it.
Yeah.
If it doesn't, it means you don't use it enough. So far that $50 chainsaw still kicking in the garage.
That's good. I was proud of you, man. That was good work you were doing.
I appreciate it, man. I won't lie. I was kind of excited to do something like that.
I miss that, man. I miss a piece of doing machinery. Yard work.
Feel useful.
I miss yard work, man. I used to love getting out there and fucking around, cleaning stuff up. Wait. I used to have a nice chainsaw.
There's a little something that you miss when you go comedy full time, which is seeing the physical result of your efforts. I mean, at least with cooking, you get that. You get to see the meal at the end. I don't have that, so it's nice to have once in a while. It's like the RC car things. It's nice to like, oh, it broke, and then I fixed it. A thing works because I got to it and did it right. You know, there's just the little rewards, like people were saying on the Reddit, and what are you getting rad with over during quarantine, and how rad's subjective. Anything that makes you feel accomplished or makes you feel like you completed a task and you get to feel proud of yourself. That's all. Yeah. That's all being rad is. It's something you get to feel proud about yourself over. So
Hell, making a meal,
finishing a big meal. You could feel good by yourself for finishing a big meal. Look at the big boy finishing the whole thing.
That's part of my problem is I got to finish what I started, even if it's a meal.
Oh God, you're the Tony Hawk of an all you can eat buffet.
Oh boy. Well, all right, buddy. Good checking in.
Laird Hamilton of a Sizzler. He's a pro surfer. Pro surfer.
Oh, man.
Innovative surfer. All right. Well, probably be talking to you from, I don't know where next week. I don't know where we're going to be.
Yeah.
But I'll have the gear with me.
Right on, man.
We'll get one out from the stoop out in Long Beach, maybe. Who knows?
Yeah. Come on by, man. Hop on the treadmill. Burn some calories.
I'll watch you from the window. Can people walking by see you on the treadmill?
Yeah. I'm going to put it right by the front window. So, yeah, stop by.
And there's like a Long Beach marathon. And just plug the treadmill in on the sidewalk while the marathon's going by.
Making some changes, Kyle. Making some changes. Positive change.
You're doing it, buddy. I'll root you on. I'll make fun of you, but I'll root you on more than I make fun of you.
Yeah, man. It's gonna be a whole journey. I'm looking forward to it, man. So we'll see.
All right, man.
We shall see. Everything else going good? Trampoline in the ditch still out there. It's
out there. You know how it works now. Jokes are out there.
I figured out why you couldn't get that special on Netflix. You know, it's not
why
that you're
that?
Not.
How can I get it on
not,
there?
Not that you're not a skilled comedian, one of the most respected comedians of our generation. I'll go ahead and say it.
People respect
you, Kyle. But they had to make room for Rob Schneider's new special. I mean, come on, Kyle.
It's important.
We don't have room for you and Rob Schneider. We got to make room for this SNL, warmed over SNL fucking hack. Let's get his special on Netflix. Kyle Kinane can wait. I'm very excited.
Did you watch it?
I watched the first 4 minutes, and then I made myself throw up so that anything I may have subconsciously ingested will get out of my body.
Dave Arino with the barf, Arino.
I guess it's uncouth for other comics to shit on other comics, but boy, he sucks. He sucks really bad. There you go, Netflix.
I saw
Rob
that.
Schneider. We need more Rob Schneider comedy in the world. No, Kyle Kinane. We need Rob Schneider. Ugh.
Man, I would be. There are days. There's other times in my life, and there's days now where I'd be more upset about that. But if it wasn't meant to be, much like politics, it's all politics, Dave. So
I understand. And thank God that and I'm glad I mentioned this before, but I'm also glad that the Boogie Monster TV show didn't make it on TBS, or else we wouldn't get all those Big Bang Theory marathons. So everything happens for a reason, Kyle. Everything happens for a reason.
People want it easy, man.
Uh-huh.
People want it easy. Adam Sandler's got a 90-picture deal with Netflix. I'm sure he nudged him to give his old pal Rob Schneider a deal. I'm operating within the rung that I can control and I'm happy with. So I am quite all right with it.
Good for you, buddy.
Another era, Kyle Kinane might have been a little bit more frustrated with it.
Uh-huh.
What are you gonna do? Boogie Monster TV show would have been a good time.
Yeah. But, now we need more How I Met Your Mother. So we got to make room for that. So that's all right.
People want to know. They want to know.
I'm not bitter. I'm all right.
But we get to do this. We're doing this that's thing,
true.
Man.
That's true.
Still man. Get to do a thing.
Be happy with what you have.
So yeah. Yeah, as I said at the beginning of this episode, of all the things out there meant to frustrate, I'm like, I'm not going to give them that power anymore.
Good. Aren't you zen?
I'm not going to get... it's saving my life. Because as you've heard me wish death on individuals before. I've spent days just trying to conjure cosmic energy to make someone's existence not be. That's not good for me. That's got to be depleting my energy somehow.
Yeah, that's not good either. So, you don't want to spend too much time on that negativity. But
any dates to plug? Anything coming up in 2022? Anything?
Absolutely not. I got nothing.
In the next decade in the books?
I don't know when. Do you have dates on the books? Didn't you move some dates to 2021?
I got nothing left this year.
Yeah.
There's stuff that keeps popping up because communication's been flawed between venues and bookers and what have you, but I don't have anything for the rest of this year.
Yeah, me neither.
So, who knows? Sprinter Van Tour might be coming to a parking lot near you.
Hell yeah, man.
All right,
buddy.
Making anything fun? Go to that Reddit, Dave, because there's a good Bigfoot story on there.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'll check that out.
Somebody camping and hearing the Bigfoot sounds.
Yeah, I'm firing up the Traeger again this week. I didn't smoke anything last week. I was too busy doing other stuff. But we just got a whole mess of groceries I smoked yesterday. A
lot of stuff last week.
I'm gonna smoke some ribs this week. Oh, I mentioned chicken salad. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna make some more chicken salad. But I'm gonna have smoked chicken salad. I'm gonna smoke the chicken and I'm gonna smoke the mayonnaise. Mm. Yeah, think about that shit, buddy. I'm gonna smoke some mayonnaise. And I'm going to smoke some chicken thighs.
Mayo.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they do over at Husk in Nashville, Sean Brock's old spot.
Aren't you supposed to not heat up mayonnaise?
Nah. I'm going to smoke it. I'm going to see what happens. So we'll smoke some chicken, some mayonnaise.
You're going to shit all over your treadmill. That's what's going to happen.
We'll have some smoked chicken salad this week. I'm going to smoke some ribs. We've got some ribs. Very food excited poison. About. So, food poison. You're the one that said mayonnaise don't go bad.
Some hot mayonnaise and then hit the Nautilus. And drop 50 pounds by September.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. But, right on, buddy.
I mean, good luck. You know what you're doing. I don't, but that seems... just putting my condiments on the grill, you know.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat this ketchup at room temperature. Get out of here.
What else? What else is going to... How's Hey Girl doing? Hey Girl every Friday still?
Hey Girl's on Friday. We just had Atlanta native old Shalewa Sharp on the other night.
No shit. She was
the best to talk to.
Oh, Shalewa was great. Yeah. She and I started out together in Atlanta. She's a fine lady and a great comic. Big fan of Shalewa.
I was like, I commend you for like being this bastion of class and grace in any comedy scene, let alone the Atlanta one with Star Bar and everybody just covered in cigarette smoke, drunk off their ass. She's like, yeah, it's kind of just something. I'm like, all right, if I'm going to do this, this is part of it. This is, if you want to go to the racetrack, you're going to have to smell some horse shit, I guess.
Shalewa always had the quiet confidence. Everybody, whether they admit it or not, we were all trying to impress Shalewa. Because if you got Shalewa on your side, you're doing something right. She just She's just a cool lady. You know what I mean? Some people just, and I don't mean that like in a pejorative or whatever, but just some people are just cool. Just got a cool vibe to them. And Shalay was one of those folks. She just,
yeah,
cool.
No, you want her to like you.
Yeah.
You're, yeah, like, Shalay, she looks like she has good taste, and I would hope that I would appeal to that.
Yeah. Yeah, she's like smart.
You don't want to be a scumbag around her.
No, and she doesn't suffer fools either. I like that. If you're a piece of shit,
no,
she's not like boisterous, like she's going to call everybody out all the time. But like, if given the opportunity, she'll call you out on your shit if you're an idiot. So I always respected her for that.
Yeah,
so.
I like.
Well, that's cool.
Yes, she was on Friday. We had fun. Brung her at his kid.
Yeah, right on.
Brung her at his COVID baby.
The old COVID baby. Well, yeah, good times, buddy.
It's all good. You do it. Stoneberg's doing well.
Stoneberg's as well. Me and my fiance, Katie Strandberg, every Monday, we're dropping new episodes. And, hell, we haven't done this in a while. I'll plug the Boogie Monster Patreon. Patreon numbers keep growing. So big thanks to all the patrons. And if you're not a patron yet, $4 a month, patreon.com/boogiemonster. So appreciate the support. So. All is well. Well, you know, when you really get down to it, there's not a whole lot you and I can complain about right now, Kyle. So things are good.
No, man. We got basements filled with terrified children ready to have adrenochrome extracted from their innards. You know the way we do it in show business. That's the way it works with unsuccessful podcast hosts, is that we just keep running on the adrenaline of the kids.
There you go.
All right,
there you go.
Well, I'll talk to you in a week. Everybody, continue to be nice. And I like that nice little pocket of the internet, the Reddit Boogie Monster, because they're kind people, Dave. You'd benefit from going there and seeing the praise they put on you.
I'm
going
to get in there and
they
say
love
hello.
Some Dave over there.
I'll get over
they
there and
love
shake some
Dave
hands
over there.
Oh, well, that's nice. That's good to hear. But,
shake
all right, buddy.
Some hands, eat some babies.
All we'll right, see man. You next week. All right.
See you,
bud. Bye-bye.
The Boogie Monster.
Network.